very good. NAKPP, don't think I said that in a while. Yeah, it's a lot of fun playing with all that stuff. If you're going to do All-Star, if you don't have that originally, I do it with a Dell Weiss node. Find yourself one of those. You can find some of those for like $25 or $30. It's a lot cleaner signal. It's a lot more flexibility. There's more to it. You're going to have to study a little bit more, but allscan.info, so the guy's website, he'll walk you through how to turn in a little Dell Weiss box into All-Star node, and you can do lots of different things with it, a lot of playing around. You got multiple USB ports on it, and gives you more flexibility. Plus, it gives you more tinkering, like a Pi, when you program the card and shove it in, it's kind of like an appliance, whereas this, the All-Scan and the Dell Weiss box, there's a little bit more building and programming to it, but there's enough of us out there that can help you. But that one website, I was able to get it running with that one website, so I'm pretty proud of myself. And you can get the little blue box, you can go duplexers or duplex setup. There are a lot of cool things you can do with All-Scan and All-Star 3 is what everybody's at right now.
Yeah, I don't have any way to write that down. When you get back to, when you get back home, whatever, when you get a chance, my email's in QRZ. Send me an email for that link, and I'm going to check that out when I get home, when I get back on the laptop. Might even do it tomorrow during lunch. But, yeah, when you get a chance, email that link to me, and then I'm going to check it out. So it's a Dell Weiss, so it's a W-I-S-E. I know what that is. I've seen them around. And I'm also looking at, I talked to somebody in Milwaukee on FBI, and he was actually using a telephone, so I know there's hams over IP with telephone numbers and stuff like that, so I'm going to go try to find one of those VoIP phones. I think there's a guy in Troy that sells it for like $30, but I'm going to check my office and see if there's any in the recycle bin. If there is, then I'm going to snatch one. KCKJO.
There's a lot of help on Dave's website, the whocares.whatever. If Dave's listening, he can tell you what the website is. I don't know what it is offhand, but it'll walk you through how to program the Cisco phone. Everybody kind of uses the same phone, that Cisco 525G, and they all use, there's two competing services, and I think everybody locally does the ham over IP, and I forget the name of the other one, but he's got a really well-written article on his website on how to do that, and a lot of us use that, too. That's kind of cool. And then, you know, you can chat to anybody, like, in particular. Let's say if you had a quick question for Sean or something like that, you know, the bat phone rings, he knows it usually has something to do with a ham question. You know, same thing with me. You know, if the bat phone rings, it usually has something to do with a ham. And then, of course, you can dial into any All-Star thing with it, too. So it's quite a system. There are a lot of creative programming people out there. Go ahead.